Welcome to this beginner lesson on building swing in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old school DNB feel, without killing your headroom. If you've ever heard a classic breakbeat and thought, why does this feel so alive? The answer is usually timing. Not just louder drums, not just more effects, but tiny pushes, slight delays, ghost notes, and a groove that dances around the grid. That's what we're going after here, but the big rule is this. Swing should make your track feel human, not messy. Especially in drum and bass, because once the low end starts getting blurred, mastering becomes way harder than it needs to be. So in this lesson, we're going to build a simple framework that gives you a tight, authentic jungle-style bounce while keeping the mix clean and loud ready. We'll use stock Ableton tools, keep the sub under control, and make sure the drums feel exciting without stealing space from the master bus. First things first, let's set the session up properly. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really solid sweet spot for darker jungle and DNB. Now before you even think about swing, check your master level. You want room. Aim for peak somewhere around -6 to -3 dB while you're arranging. Don't start pushing the master just because it sounds quiet in your headphones. If you need more volume for monitoring, turn up your speakers or interface, not the master fader. This matters because DNB is full of fast transients and sub-energy. If you start with no headroom, every little groove change can push you into clipping or make the limiter work too hard later. That's not the vibe. We want space first, then energy. Now let's build the foundation. Start with a breakbeat in Sampler or drum rack. Use a classic break sample if you have one, and keep it simple at first. Don't try to make it perfect right away. Just get a kick, a snare, some ghost hats, and a few light percussion hits going. Under that, add a clean kick and snare layer if you want more weight and clarity. Keep the kick short so it doesn't fight the sub, and let the snare carry enough body to cut through the break. A good beginner setup is really simple. The break gives you movement and texture, and the kick snare layer gives you anchors. Think of the layer as your don't lose the dance floor track. Put the kick on 1 and 3, the snare on 2 and 4, and keep it low in the mix. The break should feel like it's moving around that foundation, not overpowering it. Now for the swing itself. In Ableton, the groove pool is your best friend here. This is way better than just randomly shifting notes around, because it gives you a controlled, musical swing feel. Start with a light to medium groove amount. A good beginner range is around 54 to 58%. You don't need to go extreme. In fact, if you do, the snare can start dragging too far behind the beat and the whole thing loses punch. A really useful way to think about swing is this. Let the smaller details move, but keep the main anchors disciplined. So first try applying groove to your hats and percussion. Then test it on the full break. In most cases, you want the kick and main snare to stay more stable, while ghost hits, little hat patterns, and top-end percussion get the movement. That contrast is what makes it feel like old-school jungle instead of a sloppy loop. And this is one of the most important beginner concepts in the whole lesson. Keep the kick and sub boring, let the hats and percussion beat expressive. That one decision saves you from a ton of headroom problems. It keeps the low end solid, which is absolutely key when you get to mastering. So now let's add the sub bass. Use operator if you want the cleanest option. A sine wave or near sine wave is perfect here. Keep it mono with utility and set the width to 0%. The sub should stay centered, stable, and simple. If the drums are swinging, let them swing. The sub does not need to lurch around unless you're intentionally going for a weird, experimental feel. A great beginner move is to keep the sub on straight notes, maybe quarter notes or eighth notes, and let it answer the drums instead of playing constantly. This is classic DNB call and response. It gives the track space and makes the groove feel more musical. The bass does not need to fill every gap. In fact, leaving gaps often makes the groove hit harder. If your low end starts feeling too heavy, don't instantly reach for more compression. First ask yourself, are the ghost notes too loud? Is the break too full in the low mids? Is the bass note too long and overlapping the next drum hit? Those are usually the real problems. Fix the arrangement first, then the processing. Now let's shape the drums so the swing feels punchy instead of messy. Put EQ8 on the drum group if needed and clean up any muddy low-mid buildup. If the break has a bit of grit or feels too clean, and a very light saturator, we're talking subtle drive here, maybe 1 to 3 dB, just enough to add density and bite. If the break and kick snare layer are not sitting together well, use glue compressor gently on the drum bus. Try a ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1, with a medium attack, so you keep some punch, and an auto or fairly quick release so the groove still breathes. But remember, don't crush the break just to make it louder. Lower the clip gain first if the transients are too spiky, then compress lightly if needed. This is where a lot of beginners go wrong. They hear swing and think it should sound more messy, so they overdo the compression or start adding too many moving parts. But if the groove starts getting smaller as you add swing, that usually means the movement is stealing space from the transient attack. Pull the moved elements back a little and recheck the relationship between the drums and bass. Now let's make the groove feel more authentic with micro timing and velocity. This is a huge part of jungle feel. In the MIDI editor or audio clip, move some ghost notes slightly late. Push a few percussion hits a little early for tension. Lower the velocity on the ghost hits so they sit behind the main accents instead of fighting them. A good beginner safe rule is, don't move the main kick too much. Keep the core hits stable. Delay the hats, shakers, and ghost percussion by just a few milliseconds if you want that laid-back bounce. The listener should feel momentum, not the grid. If you can clearly hear every little nudge, you may already be overdoing it. You can also create a nice contrast by using two groove layers. For example, keep your main break slightly swung, but leave a second percussion lane straighter. That contrast can make the rhythm feel more intentional and less wobbly. It's a simple trick, but it works. Let's talk about the bass and drums interacting. In jungle and darker DNB, the groove often feels strongest when the bass answers the drums. So try writing your bass line so it hits after the snare or leaves short rests for the kick and break to breathe. Keep note lengths short enough that they don't step on the next drum accent. If you want movement, use a little bit of harmonics with saturator or layered reese, but keep the true sub clean and mono. If you use a reese layer, split the roll. Let one layer handle the sub and low mids, and let another layer handle movement and grit. High pass the moving layer so it doesn't fight the sub. If the master starts feeling overloaded, reduce low mid energy before you turn everything down dramatically. Often the problem is not volume, it's buildup. Now let's make sure the track still has headroom. This is a mastering habit you want early. Keep an eye on the master. If it's peaking too hot, trim your drum bus or bass track with utility before anything else. You want the mix to breathe. Fast drums and sub bass can create lots of tiny peaks, and if all those peaks stack up, your mastering chain will have to work too hard later. Also, check the low end in mono. Use utility to collapse the sub or monitor the mix in mono for a moment. The sub should stay solid. The kick should still hit. The snare should still feel strong. If the mix gets smaller or weaker in mono, check your stereo width, and make sure you haven't spread important low-end elements too wide. Keep anything under roughly 120 Hz narrow or mono. A quick spectrum check on the master can also help. Look for ugly buildup around 200 to 400 Hz or huge sub spikes or sharp hat peaks that are too aggressive. Catching that now will save you a lot of pain later. Now for some arrangement thinking. Twing doesn't have to stay exactly the same for the entire track. In fact, you can automate the energy. Keep the intro a little more stripped and DJ-friendly. Bring in medium swing for the first drop. Add more ghost notes or slightly looser hats in a switch-up. Then pull the arrangement back a bit in the breakdown so the low end breathes. That kind of movement helps mastering too, because it creates natural contrast in the song instead of forcing the whole track to sound maxed out all the time. Remember, the job of arrangement is to make the limiter's life easier, not harder. Another great move is to freeze the groove once it feels right. Resample the drum group to audio, then chop and rearrange if needed. In DNB, committed audio often feels tighter than endlessly editing MIDI. Plus, it lets you see the groove visually and make smarter choices faster. If you're still experimenting, duplicate the track and try variations there, so your main groove stays safe. Let's do a quick recap of the core framework. Keep the project at 172 BPM and leave headroom on the master. Build a simple breakbeat and kick snare foundation. Use groove pool for controlled swing, not random timing chaos. Keep the sub straight, centered, and stable. Use micro timing and velocity to give the hats and ghost notes life. Control peaks with light saturation, gentle compression, and sensible gain staging. Check mono, check balance, and protect the low end before moving on. If you want a fast practice challenge, build a 16-bar loop using one break, one kick snare layer, one mono sub, and one texture or percussion layer. Start simple for the first 4 bars. Add a ghost hit or percussion detail in the next 4. Increase the energy a little in the next section with a fill or denser hats. Then pull one element back so the loop breathes again. Compare it in stereo and mono, and make sure the kick, snare, and sub still feel clear at low volume. That's the real goal here, a groove that feels alive, old school, and heavy, but still leaves room for mastering. Swing should add character, not chaos. Keep the anchors disciplined. Let the details move, and your jungle drums will hit way harder without eating the headroom. If you want, I can also turn this into a companion lesson focused specifically on the mastering chain for jungle and DNB swing.